Our daughter Claire is 6, so she's in the prime Disney demographic. She knows her Disney princesses.
Aurora, Jasmine, Ariel, Cinderella.
And her Disney rides.
Peter Pan, It's a Small World, Dumbo.
In fact, Claire is a seasoned Disney veteran. She and her brother Matthew just made a pilgrimage to Mickey's Mecca. This was her 4th. She's only 6. Yeah, you can call us Disney freaks. It's true. Disney World can be corny, commercialized, and costly. But a week with Mickey is a week filled with joy. I see that in Claire's sparkling eyes and Matthew's goofy grin. At Disney World, there's so much to do. So when Magic Kingdom opens at 8 a.m., I'm there, along with my wife Kim and the kids. We aren't alone.
8, 9, 8,
Mickey and friends show up to open the gates. Hundreds of people storm through.
3, 2, 1.
To the grandma, to the mother holding her toddler, and to the blind woman, I am truly sorry for nearly running you over. I feel like the White Rabbit in Alice in Wonderland.
I'm late. For a very important date. No time to say hello. Goodbye. I'm late.
So it's only appropriate we start our day with Alice and the Mad Tea Party, the teacup ride where you spin round and round.
Yeah. One of 3 families on this ride.
Hopping on these rides is pricey. Just one day at Magic Kingdom costs $400 for a family of 4. Stay for several days at the various parks, add in hotel and airfare, and it costs, well, I don't want to think about it. Instead, I'd rather head to Hollywood Studios and tour the Tower of Terror. It's the haunted hotel where your vehicle suddenly plunges from the 13th floor. And you can't miss It's a Small World, which marks its 50th anniversary. My kids love this ride. My wife and I love this ride. Who doesn't love this ride? Well, there are plenty of people who don't love Disney. Critics blast the way Disney markets itself to kids and its emphasis on Cinderella and her princess gal pals. Then there's Escape from Tomorrow, an unauthorized documentary that portrays Disney World as a nightmare. Even I know this isn't always the happiest place on Earth. During our trip, there was a meltdown or two.
I want to go to the store.
Why?
Because I'm getting tired.
Even Disney's biggest fans need a break from the rides. And it's the moments off the rides that mean the most. One night in the Magic Kingdom, we ate dinner under the stars as a train whizzed by. Claire stopped eating and looked up.
Is that a wish star?
It can be if you want it to be.
Okay, it is.
Make a wish.
I wish I had a good time with my family at Disney World.
Why?
Because I love my family so much.
As a parent, it's one of those moments where you simply want to hit the pause button and savor. That's just one of the reasons we go to Disney World. And it's why I hope my little Texans get to see Mickey again real soon. Eric Austin, KERA News.
It's a world.